to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this 9/11 2025 edition. Patriot Jeff, what happened to all the money they got from basically doubling our vehicle registration fees? The $10 billion she borrowed in the form of bonds. Well, she borrowed it, she sold the bonds, paying back the interest. I don't think it was $10 billion, though. I think the bond sale was $3.5. I forget the actual numbers, but I understand what you're saying. She spent it. It went into the roads. Now we're paying it back with interest. What they're looking at, Jeff, is a permanent road funding plan. The Republicans want to do it based on money that's already in the budget. No new revenue. No new taxes. Now, one thing you have to understand, that this is part of the process of getting a budget passed. One of the people upset about this proposed budget by the Republicans is the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Well, Rochelle Smith, who is the Speaker Pro Tem under Matt Hall, she's also the chairwoman of the House Election Integrity Committee, put out a press release yesterday morning. State Representative Rochelle Smith, Speaker Pro Tem of the House and Chair of the House Election Integrity Committee, yesterday blasted Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson for spreading false claims about the House passed budget and its impact on everyday services. Smith said Benson's warning that the budget will cause hour-long waits at the Secretary of State branches is nothing more than a political stunt meant to scare Michigan families. The majority of the cuts target the phantom employees, which is 186 full-time positions with pay, benefits, vacation pay, and retirement plans in the budget that are completely unfilled and exist only on paper. In total, the House budget eliminates 240 positions in the Department of State. Of the remainder, 49 are new roles Benson has created over the past 5 years. And just 5 are unclassified administrative posts that do not serve the public at local branches. They are all positions within her office in Lansing. Secretary Benson is purposely misleading the people, Smith said. She knows full well that these cuts don't touch the frontline workers who actually help Michiganders. Instead of coming clean, she's trying to protect her own political machine and convince people their services are going to be at risk. That is dishonest and unacceptable. Smith said Benson's claim about wait times show either a lack of leadership or a deliberate attempt to create chaos. If cutting 5 political appointees really brings the system to its knees, then Benson is either completely incompetent or she's manufacturing a crisis on purpose. Michiganders deserve a Secretary of State who is focused on customer service, but Secretary Benson already has her mind on being governor of the state. Schmidt emphasized that the House Republicans are focused on cutting waste and protecting taxpayer money. Families are stretched thin, and they expect us to protect their taxpayer dollars. We cannot let politicians waste it on empty positions and vanity projects. The budget cuts the fat, demands accountability, and ensures that every dollar is going to be for the services that people count on. Secretary Benson may not like it, but the Michigan taxpayers sure do. End of her press statement. Now, one thing you have to understand in this process, the Republicans in the House went beyond the July 1st deadline, but they didn't stop working. During 4th of July, throughout the month of July, the first few weeks in August, well, they came back after Labor Day and they passed their $78.5 billion budget. They cut $5 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse in the state government's budget by going through every single department, going through every line of spending. 4,277 phantom jobs that is in the budget, fully budgeted for, appropriations put aside for jobs where people don't even work. These arts and cultural grants, $15 billion for drag queen story hours in public libraries. Gay barbershop quartets, arts and cultural grants. Here is the money to pay for this garbage. Well, the Republicans said, that's it, we're not doing it. Well, it's put us in a bind when it comes to schools. Why? Because the schools needed a budget by July 1st. Even if the legislators send the governor a completed fiscal year 2026 budget yesterday, the state school aid fund payments to local districts may not come out now until after October 20th, the date they're scheduled to be sent. Due to the weeks of processing, sorting it out, getting what needs to be done to the local school districts. Local superintendents told MERS News Service reporters yesterday. On average, it takes 5 to 8 weeks for the state to go through the school aid fund budget, calculate individual grant payments to all of the school districts in the state, for them to figure out direct and designated grants, including extra busing dollars for rural districts, or whether it's Great Start readiness programs for the four-year-olds. It takes anywhere between 7 and 12 weeks, said Scott Kuznesnik, superintendent of Clinton County, RESA, at a press conference yesterday in Lansing. As a result, superintendents sounded the alarm that lawmakers are now pushing school districts into a cash flow crisis, quote unquote, if they wait until October 1st in order to come up with the state's next year fiscal budget. Many districts count on the state for up to 85% of their funding, And if the state aid check doesn't come on October 20th, they'll have essentially three options. Borrow money, dip into their savings, rainy day funds, or shut down. According to Tina Kerr, executive director of the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. It's not as simple as flipping a switch and sending the money, said Peter Spadafore, Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity. School aid fund budgets are complicated, intricate, and take a lot of time to shift through. Meanwhile, some districts still have outstanding union contracts because the district isn't even clear as to how much money they have to spend on their staff salaries. Another superintendent, Lori Haven, said that rural mid-Michigan district could soon face a cash flow crisis that would force them to take out high interest rate loans in order to keep the doors open. Lori, why would they have to be high interest rate loans? You're funded by the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. You're funded with taxpayer dollars. You shouldn't be forced to pay Shylock the Jew type high interest rates on any loan. You should be able to go to any local community bank and say, we need a loan until we get our money from Lansing. High interest rates loan. This is hyperbole. All of this is, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Borrow money, dip into their rainy day funds, or shut down? That's all garbage. Not buying any of your superintendent garbage coming out of Lansing. Even Kobe Fletcher up in Escanaba School District in the UP said his district may need to dip into their savings or use the money intended for building maintenance. All because the legislature broke the law by not passing a budget by July 1st. Oh, shut up. Dip into your building maintenance fund for a few weeks or a month and then get your checks. This is completely unacceptable. Your statements are unacceptable. Not buying any of it. Crying wolf, that's all this is. Guys need to grow up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Wrapping up this school funding nightmare for school superintendents. Well, then comes along the Michigan Association of State Universities, MASU. They're urging lawmakers in Lansing to increase the proportion of the school aid fund dollars to go toward higher education budgets. You know, the colleges and universities, they need more money, which would be the most effective route to achieving state educational, workforce, and economic goals. Their president, Dan Hurley, said the purpose of the state's school aid fund is to support all levels of education, including specifically higher education, as stipulated in the Michigan Constitution. He went on to say that allocating a larger share of the school aid fund dollars to support universities' operations, as the House has proposed, does not take away existing funds from the K-12. House Fiscal Agency's data illustrates that universities currently receive only 2% of the school aid fund dollars, which in turn represents 20% of the budget for higher education. Utilizing a portion of new growth in the school aid fund will support college affordability in a more consistent and reliable manner, while strengthening the state's entire pre-K through post-secondary education system. Doing so will still allow record funding for K-12 education while freeing up more general fund dollars to fund other state priority. You know what all this is, folks? It's a shell game. That's all this is. The House Republicans have put forth a good budget, even though I would like to have seen them cut more than $5 billion. It's definitely much better than Whitmer's proposal back in February, and definitely better than the unconstitutional budget passed by the Senate Democrats. Their budget calls for revenue that isn't coming. The budget office has already come out 2 days after they passed their budget and said, sorry, guys, your revenue stream isn't going to happen. Your budget isn't passing muster. Have they redone their budget? No. Well, it doesn't matter because basically the Senate Democrats are going to be irrelevant in this final budget anyway. This is going to be a deal done by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and House Republican Speaker Matt Hall. Pure and simple. So, all of this chaos and end of the world coming from these superintendents is nothing more than hyperbole. And most of it is garbage. And honestly, a couple of these statements are bald-faced lies. High interest rate loans in order to keep their doors open. That's a load of crap. So we'll see where this goes, but the clock is ticking. Yep. 19 days from today will be September 30th. At midnight, well, probably about 6, 7 o'clock at night on Tuesday, September 30th, I'm getting out my popcorn. I'm going to be watching House and Senate TV. Could be pulling an all-nighter, actually, because I don't think they're going to get it done by midnight. But we'll see. But for these Senate Democrats not willing to come up with a permanent road funding plan of their own, lazily just going to go along with what... Yeah, let's go with what Whitmer said back in February. Well, the House Republicans have already said that's not going to happen. So we're basically going to be at a standstill because Hall's already said, the Speaker of the House, Democrats in the Senate have to come up with their own road funding plan in order for budget negotiations to go forward. You just want to go with what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants? That is your plan? Well, it's not a plan at all because we're not willing to do it. We are not going to raise taxes. We are not going to increase cost of living to Michiganders just to fix the damn roads, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer's campaign promise was back in 2018 and again in 2022. Well, now we're in the fall of 25, and she still doesn't have a plan to do what she promised to do 7 years ago when she ran to become our governor. Talk about promises made and promises not kept. Yep, that's this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. While crunch time is coming, we're going to continue to monitor this every single day. And we'll see what happens. Brian Panabaker, Auto Workers for Trump. He's going to be on in the next half hour with us. They got an event planned down in southeastern Michigan. We're going to talk about it. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.